You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Welcome back. It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good. And we have a new Makan Kaki. She is a self-confessed social media nanny. She is Sinhui Helder Eng. You are Mrs. Helder.
Correct.
Right? Your husband, Mr. Helder.
I would say you are a copywriter. You have a way with words and you help a lot of F&B brands go to the next level, right?
That's right.
So we've been talking about your family business, Tie Fan Wan. Also, your involvement in a magazine that is dedicated to the art of drinking.
Yes, there is a place that I contribute articles to. It's called Parched, meaning when you're thirsty, right? So P-A-R-C-H-E-D, and it's parched.asia. It started as a hobby, actually. Mm-hmm. Just a few of us, we sat down and we thought, okay, let's talk about the places we like to go visit for a drink.
Mm.
And drinks can be so many, right? It could be like a mellow one. You want to have a deep conversation, have some wine, have some whiskey, have an intellectual conversation about the making of the beverage itself.
Yeah.
Or something really fun, which I think you've seen a lot in Singapore. Lately, there's been this cocktail takeover. And then on top of that, there's also the spotlight is now on liquid chefs. So bartenders.
Excuse me, mixologists.
Oh, right? Correct. That is the term. I call them liquid chefs.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you see the way they handle stuff, a lot of them actually have chef backgrounds.
Yeah, because now it's all about infusing other flavors, using fresh ingredients, mm-hmm. produce to give a little bit more of a different, unique taste, right?
You got it right.
Where can we read these articles?
Parched actually is online, completely digital. So you can find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But of course, there is an actual blog. It's parched.asia. So you can also read about like cool bar places to check out, even if you're in, say, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Thailand.
So while we're on the subject, do you have any current favorites that you like to go to here in Singapore for a drink?
Well, interestingly, since we're on this topic of makan kakis, right?
Yeah.
There's actually a place, and the name sounds like it's all about food. The name is actually Funky Hot Dogs.
Uh-huh.
They have their own idea for bringing their own formulation of hot dogs to Singapore. The way you consume the hot dogs apparently is a Scandinavian style, but ultimately because the owner is Swedish. And it's funny, his background is in bartending. And then he said, okay, I'm just going to have my own bar, but I also want to serve food. So he set up Funky Hot Dogs.
Right.
Funky is spelled F-U-N-G. K-E-E. So it looks like those Chinese brand. Even the emblem. So it's like funky.
Yeah.
So it's becoming one of those, I would say, industry places.
Yes.
Where, I don't know if you remember this, but back when we were younger, you finish clubbing and you want to have like something that is not just prata. And there used to be hot dog stands, you know.
Yes.
Outside of clubs. You don't just go there for the food.
Mm.
There is a bit of networking to be done.
Yeah.
You're probably going to meet maybe the love of your life or an ex-boyfriend or a future ex-wife. I don't know, but no, that's the people you meet at a hot dog stand at 2 a.m.
Yes.
So I think Funky Hot Dogs was actually started for that reason.
Mm.
So today, you actually see them serving a lot of the industry folks.
Right.
Meaning if you're a bartender yourself or a chef yourself and you finish work, so it's about maybe 11, nowhere else to go, there is a Funky Hot Dogs on Duxton.
Perfect for like all the nocturnal creatures.
They don't just open late. They also have a killer cocktail list.
It's a great place for late night cocktails and hot dogs to soak up all the booze. Mm. All right, so I would say it's an occupational hazard for us. We do get to eat and drink very well. And for me, it's a constant struggle to maintain the
figure.
Nonsense,
you look
that.
So good.
Thank you. But how on earth do you balance all of that?
Yoga and red wine. It truly is a wonderful combination. Two four-letter words that I love. Yoga, wine.
So you're a bit of a yogi, aren't you?
I am. I'm actually a certified yoga teacher. Actually, most people will find me along the east coast of Singapore. It's where I grew up. It's where I still have my house. That's where I live. Also where I teach yoga, along East Coast Road.
At Yoga Lab.
And that's also where I eat.
Nice segue. That's where we're going. Stay with us because Sinhui, she's going to be recommending some of her favorite places to makan at. Next.
It's the Takashi Mayakar Day. From Thursday, 16th May to Sunday, 19th May. For just 4 days, Takashi Maya cardholders can enjoy an additional 10% off and up to 6% voucher rebates on a huge variety of brands and products during this mid-year sale. Join our loyalty program and start enjoying these exclusive privileges. Get ready for the mid-year sale at Takashi Maya and shop away. Terms and conditions apply. Brought to you by Takashi Maya Department Store.